Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 7th, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter May 7th, 2020. Only by understanding the reason for the torments will we be able to correct them. Medicine will not cure us of the coronavirus and won't remedy the cause of the disease, our incongruence to the Creator. The real medicine is to ask the Creator for the force to promote us from disunity to unity. This is the only way in which we will cure ourselves. An equal distribution of the fruits of society's labor necessitates a new social mindset that stems from realizing that we exist as parts of one common soul. This needs to be explained and shown. Otherwise, viruses and other blows will keep teaching us without interruption, driving us toward happiness with a stick. International Labor Organization, the coronavirus may result in 2 billion unemployed workers. Feeding these 2 billion is possible by organizing work and distributing the fruits of labor among everyone. The governing principle would be optimal production and distribution. In an integral society, man will feel good and comfortable. The pandemic is global and aims to make us global, integrally connected, like all of nature aside from man and his ego, which ruins everything. Nature's blows are showing us the path of correct development. As soon as we begin walking it, nature will start helping us. If not, crises loom ahead. From Twitter, May 7th, 2020. Man is a product of nature. Question: there is an opinion that the world will not return to its former state. There will be no tourism in previous volumes. Fashion, sports, art, too, are likely to change. It is said that moving across countries will be very difficult due to medical checks. A person will have to prove that he is healthy, and only then he would be allowed into some country. Naturally, health information will be transparent to everyone. But since we are an egoistic society, it may be used not for the most benevolent purposes. Imagine that developed countries would have information, say, about some ruler of a third world country, all his illnesses, mental disorders, sexual adventures, etc. Naturally, if such a person were up for election, can you imagine what influence they will have on him? No war is needed. You can understand the possible ways that a ruler might be influenced. Does all this advance humanity to the next stage of development? Answer: first of all, if we are talking about the next stage, then it will be different, a stage of development, not of degradation. Second, I do not think that a person should be afraid or embarrassed about something. We are all products of nature. And if we have certain inclinations given to us by nature, we should not particularly hide them. It is just that in our society everything is very exaggerated. What difference is to me who and what you are? How you satisfy yourself, what you eat, and what films you watch are your own business. I see this as a certain underdevelopment of human society. Why should we pay attention to such things? This is totally personal and human. Each of us has many different habits that one carries from his mother's home. After all, you do not share with everyone what exactly you like in food. One prefers frogs, another prefers meat, and the third loves dairy or only vegetables. Question: so, do you see any problems with the fact that there is such diversity of our qualities? Answer: I think that a person should pay attention to his spiritual development. What his animal body is drawn to does not matter. It is created by nature and is not subject to change. Therefore, one must be above this, separate the physical body from the eternal soul and tend only to it. Give the animal body what it needs and no more. From CapTV's Coronavirus Changes Reality, March 26, 2019. Coronavirus is cleansing humanity. Question: is the coronavirus an individual or general governance of the Creator? Answer: Coronavirus is the manifestation of the general governance of the Creator because we have entered a state of development called the last generation. I would clarify it by calling it the last egoistic generation that must rise from the egoistic level of development to the altruistic. Question. It says that everything in the world happens for the benefit of man. Do you feel that the virus came for your benefit? Answer, I feel that the virus is a blessing that is cleansing the whole of humanity. Our world was like hell, and now we are going through purgatory. The next step is paradise when we are fully united with each other through kind connections, which will be the final form of human existence. Question. Which inner changes did the virus bring about into your life? Answer, it caused the restructuring of communication with my students. I see how this is for the better. Now I am connected with them in a more equal way. Before I had 300 to 400 physical students and the rest were virtual. The virus made all my students virtual. I am speaking to you now from my office. And I am glad to continue conducting my lessons this way for the remaining years. Let the students, of which there are millions, listen to me through the internet systems. From CapTV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 26, 2020. Learn integrative development from nature. Question. When you speak about nature, you treat it as something rational, and this is already close to the terms creator, God, higher mind. How can you explain this from the point of view of Kabbalah? Answer, Kabbalah refers to nature as a higher mind that has its own laws. This system in itself is in absolute equilibrium and seeks to bring our entire little egoistic nature to be like it, to equilibrium. Therefore, as soon as we turn off the path of full interaction of all parts of nature, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and speaking, then immediately some bad shifts and negative manifestations occur in nature. They can be small, so small that we do not pay attention to them, but they can also be huge, such as hurricanes, earthquakes, and in the past, even large meteorites striking the planet and so on. We are gradually moving toward good relations among us, but in an unkind way, forcibly complying with the laws of nature, integration, and communication. Therefore, we go forward, as they say, pushed by the stick. Fortunately, we receive blows and slightly change our path, another blow, we also change our path. Egoism constantly wants to turn us to the left, nature hits us, we turn a little to the right, and we are in such a state when we balance to the right or to the left. So, humanity is constantly advancing to happiness by being pushed from behind. But now we are already starting to realize more that we are at an impasse. We have gone through all stages of the egoistic development of society, and today we can realize that we cannot come to anything good with our egoistic nature. Mankind has almost realized the impasse of its natural development. It must learn integral development from nature because we are all in the same system. We need to study this system and follow it. Question. Today it is not a problem to find materials on the global nature of our world, on the relationship of humans with nature. It really needs to be studied. But still, what can you say about the coronavirus? Answer. This is the same. After all, our movement to be isolated from the common global nature leads to such consequences as the manifestation of all kinds of viruses, which inevitably return us to a normal state. From CapTV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 19, 2020. Are we able to change the plans of nature? Question. Modern science is quickly responding to the emergence of new viruses that threaten humanity. Once a vaccine is developed, the risks will become minimal. The only thing that matters is the speed of the scientists' work. Does this mean that human intelligence can change the plans of nature? Answer, of course not. Question, isn't this a confrontation of man versus nature? Answer, There is no confrontation with nature and there cannot be. Who are we? It seems to us that we conquer nature. We can only spoil it with our egoistic qualities. Question: but isn't it nature that created us like that? Answer: it created us like that so that we would correct ourselves and, in our correction, discover a different level of nature. Remark: first, we are in the process of correction, and second, no one has announced this to us. My comment: where do you see any correction in humanity? From year to year we are becoming worse, more egoistic, crass, and rude. We distort nature and destroy this small planet we live on. Remark: but we are created this way by nature. My comments: we are created this way in order to realize our worthlessness. Question: but until we realize this, what can we be held responsible for? When I do realize this? Answer: and when will you realize it? You push it away from you all the time. You do not want to understand and say, yes, this is me and I will be me. But then the virus comes and starts to bring you to life a little. Question: does this mean that there is no conflict between scientists inventing some kind of vaccine and nature constantly sending us viruses and cataclysms? Answer: no matter how hard we contrive to invent vaccines, nature will still cover them with its blows so that we will realize that vaccines will not save us. From CAPTV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, March 26, 2020. The Creator sees me through the 10. It is impossible to get out of a descent alone. The more advanced the state becomes, the more difficult it is to understand, accept, and rise above. The only way is to ask your friends for help. Only if I bow to them and implore them can I get out of the descent with them. The Creator, while giving me a burdening of the heart, does not take me into account alone, but gives me the burden of the whole 10 through me. Therefore, one person is not able to do anything because the Creator refers to the whole 10 in general and, after the 10, to each of us, to one, another, the third, etc. Therefore, do not be scared when a heavy load falls upon you. It falls on you so you will receive help from the entire 10. Share this load with everyone and you will see that it is not heavy at all. Only one thing is difficult: to understand that through me this burden is given to the whole 10 and that I must join my friends. If a 200 kilogram stove falls on me, then, of course, I won't be able to hold it. If each friend in the 10 lifts 20 kilograms, then it is already quite feasible. The Creator never sends a burdening of the heart intended for me alone, but always for the whole 10. He doesn't see me alone, but looks only through the 10, only in this form. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 22, 2020, concerning above reason. Now it is time to act. Today, in connection with the epidemic, the Creator has given us a special opportunity to turn to Him. We want to give Him pleasure while giving Him the opportunity to become one with us, to fill us, and to do everything He wants with us. We are ready for anything. The first action is to make yourself an embryo. The embryo in the mother's womb completely cancels itself, decides nothing for itself, and gives everything up to the very last trifle to the higher authority. This is the first action that we all must achieve now: turn to the Creator together and cancel ourselves. The Creator has sent us the coronavirus for this and has organized this whole state to help us perform this action, to turn to Him and ask for correction, that is, our association. The Creator has already prepared the whole basis for unification for us. If we turn to Him now, we will suddenly feel how our whole world will begin to change. Material reality, social and governmental systems, and relations between people will change. We will feel ourselves in a different state, as if we were in a different world. We will become more sensitive to each other, closer. We will understand that we are relating to one system and we can't do whatever we want. The Creator has begun to put our lives in order via the virus. We can no longer do what we want. Everyone is inclined and ready to fulfill everything that is necessary. Therefore, it is necessary to turn to the Creator with a request to continue the corrections, to establish a relationship between us so that He can clothe Himself inside of our good relationships and reveal Himself to all of humanity. Then, of course, we are guaranteed a happy future and a good life. Now is the time to act. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 29, 2020. Writings of Rabash, according to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself. On what basis do the Jewish people exist? The Torah was then given specifically to qualify the Israeli nation, to qualify itself. However, by this the Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleanse themselves by observing the Torah, so they pass their power on to the rest of the nations. Baal HaSulam, the love of God and the love of man question, does it mean that the Torah was intended for all the nations? Answer, yes, and we are a passage for them. Our mission is to bring the Torah to this world. Altruistic communism is a rare thing for the human spirit. Hence, the nobler nation, namely the nation of Israel, must take upon itself to set an example to the world. It is so not because we are better qualified than all other nations, and not because we are more idealists than them, but because we have suffered from tyranny more than all other nations. Baal HaSulam, building the future society question, so, does it mean that the Jews have a spiritual gene and that they are the first to implement this connection among themselves? Answer, yes. If they connect between themselves, then the upper force of unity, mutuality, and love will manifest among them. Then they will also be able to pass it to the nations of the world. These loose ties, language, religion, and history, are important values, and no one denies their national merit. However, they are still completely insufficient to rely on as a basis for the independent sustenance of a nation. Baal HaSulam, the nation the Jewish people can exist only to the extent of their state of existing above egoism. Otherwise, they fall apart. The connection that binds them together is only manifested above egoism. If this is not the case, then either other nations hold them together with their hatred so that they do not scatter like nuts in a bag, or they dissolve within other nations as the 10 tribes once did. Question. So, does the connection between Jews exist only because of external pressure? Answer, yes. Therefore, many thanks to the anti-Semites because of whom the Jewish people exist. From CabTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, July 22, 2019,